Those around the stall, Ararat, St Arnett area, that region of Victoria, had a bit of a rude awakening this morning with that earthquake around about 3.6 magnitude. Grace, good morning. You felt it, did you?
Yeah, I did, actually. While I was at home getting ready for work, I just felt the whole house shake like there was a big explosion.
Okay, what town are you in?
Ararat.
Okay, so the whole house shook and you actually heard a noise as well, did you?
Well, it was like something blew up just outside the window, and I went out and talked to my family that was out there and they felt it as well.
Really? So you've walked out and said...
we all thought we were a little bit crazy.
They've all walked around and said, what was that?
Yeah.
All right, well, you've survived it, Grace. That's the main thing. Thank you very much. Julianne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Moonanbell in Victoria. So we're sort of probably west of Ararat.
Yeah, and did you feel it?
Yeah, we were sitting there having breakfast and next minute it felt like there was a, as you say, a plane, like the lady said before, that was flying, or like the vibration of the house.
Yeah.
And we could feel the walls, and when I put my hands on the walls, you could feel the vibration through the walls. And I'm thinking, we're having a tremor. This is unbelievable. We've never had one there before.
No, that's right. It does shake you up a bit, quite literally, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it was just, it was amazing. I actually rang the town because I worked for the council, and I rang the council and I said, I think we've had a tremor. So it made sure there's no one in town that may have been affected, but they were okay. They didn't feel it, but we felt it, and we're just on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, okay, good on you, Julianne. Thank you very much for that. And Fred, you're in St Arnett?
Yeah, the white shoulder in St Arnett as well.
Well, yeah, well, you're in the one house, presumably.
Yeah, we're in one house. I was out of work, and then he said to my grandson, what the hell are you doing? He said, nothing, and then the house started shaking. The house was shaking.
So the immediate reaction was to blame your grandson, was it?
Yeah, the immediate reaction was to blame my grandson, yeah.
So what did it feel like?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I can give you a landline number up here if you want.
Yeah, okay, do that, and we'll have a chat to your wife and maybe even your grandson, given that he's been appointed as the offender for the cause of this earthquake. All right, good on you, Fred. Thanks very much for that.